Title: Federal Circuit Highlights the Importance of Separating Claim Construction and Infringement Analysis When Dealing with After-Arising Technology. Content: Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation vs. Torrent Pharma Incorporated, No. 23-2218, Federal CIR 2025, on January 10, 2025. The Federal Circuit reversed the District Court's opinion that claims of a Novartis patent are invalid for lack of adequate written description, but affirmed the District Court's finding that the claims were not proven invalid for lacking enablement or being obvious over the asserted prior art. The Federal Circuit emphasized that the proper analysis for enablement and written description challenges is focused on the claims, and after-arising technology need not be enabled or described in the specification even when the after-arising technology is found to infringe the claims, because the issues of patentability and infringement are distinct. It is only after the claims have been construed without reference to the accused device that the claims, as so construed, are applied to the accused device to determine infringement. Background: Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation, Novartis, sued multiple defendants accusing them of infringing all claims, 1-4, of U.S. Patent No. 8101659, the 659 patent, titled Methods of Treatment and Pharmaceutical Composition. The 659 patent relates to a pharmaceutical composition comprising a combination of valsartan and sacubitril, which Novartis markets and sells as a treatment for heart failure under the brand name Entresto. The U.S. District Court for the District of Delaware found that although the claims of the 659 patent were not shown to be invalid as being obvious, indefinite, nor lacking enablement, the claims were shown to be invalid for lacking a written description. The District Court construed the asserted claims of the 659 patent to cover valsartan and sacubitril as a physical combination and as a complex. After claim construction, defendants MSN Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, MSN Laboratories Private Limited, and MSN Life Sciences Private Limited stipulated to infringement of the as-construed claims. However, the District Court found that since complexes of valsartan and sacubitril, which included the accused product, were unknown to a person of ordinary skill in the art as of the priority date of the 659 patent, i.e., the accused product was an after-arising technology, Novartis scientists, by definition, could not have possession of and disclose the subject matter of such complexes, and therefore, axiomatically, Novartis cannot satisfy the written description requirement for such complexes. Novartis appealed the District Court's determination of invalidity. Issues: the primary issues on appeal were whether the claims of the 659 patent are invalid for lack of written description, whether the claims of the 659 patent are invalid for lack of enablement, whether the claims of the 659 patent are invalid as being obvious. Holdings and reasoning: 1. The claims of the 659 patent are not invalid for lack of written description. The Federal Circuit found that the District Court clearly erred in finding that the claims of the 659 patent are invalid for lack of a written description. Specifically, the Federal Circuit found the District Court erred when it construed the claims to cover complexes of valsartan and sacubitril, and the District Court's written description analysis under this construction to be incorrect with respect to complexes of valsartan and sacubitril. The Federal Circuit noted that the issue is whether the 659 patent describes what is claimed, i.e., a pharmaceutical composition comprising valsartan and sacubitril administered in combination, and that the issue is not whether the 659 patent describes complexes of valsartan and sacubitril, because the 659 patent does not claim complexes of valsartan and sacubitril. The Federal Circuit found that by stating the claims of the 659 patent were construed to cover complexes of valsartan and sacubitril, the District Court erroneously conflated the distinct issues of patentability and infringement. The Federal Circuit explained that claims are not construed to cover or not to cover the accused product. It is only after the claims have been construed without reference to the accused device that the claims, as so construed, are applied to the accused device to determine infringement. The Federal Circuit found that the 659